have a somewhat of a rock block with some doom thrown in. We're going to hear Robin Trower, the title track from Long Misty Days. WMUC-FM College Park, it's the Irrelevant Show, going for another hour. Al, we'll talk to you soon.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello again! We met earlier. I made your triple mocha latte. I'm Arrow Smith. In my dream on, I'm the last child to walk this way. So I listen to the Irrelevant Show every Sunday, right here on WMUC-FM, College Park.
in a million ways. Once in a while will come my way.
I think we need hardened sights. We need to let people know, you come into our schools, you're going to be dead.
Learn. The madman. shocking, but true curfew breakers.
Sure, this picture is dynamite, but why pull punches when the danger is so great right here and now? So don't hide your head from the shocking facts. The teenage party, where anything goes for a thrill. The come-on girl, who is too young to be scared, too smart for her own good.
You make the big scene with me, and I'll let them know what you've got stashed under the front seat.
Baby, 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 have yourself a time.
This is the bombshell story of our own teenagers. Who they are, what they do, and why they become curfew breakers.
Exhume the bodies? Testing a horrible superstition in the town of Exeter? Bodies of dead relatives taken from their graves? They had all died of consumption, and the belief was that live flesh and blood would be found that fed upon bodies of the living. Within a few years, George T. Brown of Exeter has been bereft by a wife and two daughters by that dreaded disease, consumption. His wife, Mary E., daughter of Pardon M. Arnold, was first stricken down about 8 years ago, leaving her husband with 6 children, 1 son and 5 daughters. Within 2 years from the mother's death, the eldest daughter, Olive B., died of the same disease, leaving the other members of the family apparently in good health. In a few years, the son, Edwin A., was taken ill and by advice of friends, went to Colorado Springs about 18 months ago. During his absence the past winter, another daughter, Mercy Lena, who appeared in good health at his departure, passed away after a few months of suffering. During the few weeks past, Mr. Brown has been besieged on all sides by a number of people who express implicit faith in the old theory that by some unexplained and unreasonable way, in some part of the deceased relative's body, live flesh and blood might be found, which is supposed to feed upon the living. Mr. Brown, having no confidence in the old-time theory and also getting no encouragement from the medical fraternity, did not yield to their importunities until Thursday afternoon, when an investigation was held under direction of Harold Metcalf, M.D., of Wickford. The bodies of the wife and 2 daughters who were buried in Exeter Cemetery were exhumed and examination made, finding nothing but skeletons of the bodies of the wife and eldest daughter. After examination of the body of Mercy Lena, who was buried 9 weeks ago, Dr. Metcalf reports the body in a state of natural decomposition with nothing exceptional. When the doctor removed the heart and the liver from the body, a quantity of blood dripped therefrom. But this, he said, was just what might be expected from a similar examination of almost any person after the same length of time from decease. The heart and liver were cremated by attendants. Mr. Brown has the sympathy of the community.
Screw that teenage pop slop. It's the Irrelevant Show. Every goddamn Sunday exclusively on WMUC-FM. College Park.
Playing only the best music in the world. This is your number one radio station.
90.5 FM for 90.5 megahertz.
We'll be right back. And then stand up with your reservation. Eastern Airlines reservations. Hey, Terry, may I help you?
Welcome to Eastern Airlines, sir.
It takes people to make an airline go. Good people. These are the people of Eastern. A captain, bringing you home on time. A stewardess, caring for your smallest needs. A weatherman, guiding your pilot to an easier route. A craftsman, working to microscopic tolerances.
All right, Captain.
Have a nice flight. May I help you?
People. Eastern people. Fly with the people of Eastern. See how much better an airline can be.
You're a beautiful sight.
that comforts me to say is my brave friend who says, I don't care if forever never comes, 'cause I'm holding out for that teenage feeling. I'm holding out for that teenage feeling. The love you have, are we ever new?
She has an individual's life. She's a part of a carnival of time. Super steel lady, chrome colored clothes you wear, cause you have no other. But I suppose no one knows you're my plastic fantastic lover. Shuts all this nothing but a used machine. Her aluminum finish, slightly diminished, is the best I ever have seen. Cosmetic baby plugged into me and never ever find another. And I realize no one's wise to my plastic fantastic lover. Her trapezoid thermometer taste. All the red tape is mechanical rape of the TV program waste. Data control and IBM science is mankind's brother. But all I see is draining me on my plastic fantastic lover.
That's right, everybody. That's the sound of another Irrelevant Show winding down to a close for Sunday, January 11th, 2026. Played an hour of music there. I didn't say anything. Let me hammer through that, and I'm going to go do something else. I started that last set with Robin Trower, the title track from Long Misty Days. Very mellow album, mellow song. And then we got a little heavier. Count Raven gave us Shadow Box. That was from the Messiah of Confusion double LP. Treble after that with Memories Garden from their Manic Frustration release. Then we heard the Melvins, King of Rome. That came out on their Thunderball LP. We heard some spooky news, something about a Rhode Island vampire, Mercy Brown from 1892. The Cows gave us Terrifique. That was from their Cunning Stunts album. Cynics after that, On the Run from a VPRO radio broadcast. Back in the 90s, 1990s. Ed Hall gave us Satori in Manhattan, Kansas from their Mother Scratcher album. Then we went to Richmond, Virginia, heard some Kipone, Dickie Boys from their Ugly Dance album. Invunche gave us Ruina from their Two album. The Tubes after that with Kathy's Clone. And that was from their Now record. Giant Sand gave us Tumble and Tear from their Giant Sandwich. Nico Case after that with That Teenage Feeling. That was from the Fox Confessor Brings the Flood album she put out. Rolling Stones with 1,000 Light Years from Home from a very scratchy 45 single I got. And Jefferson Airplane finished us off with another scratchy 45, Plastic Fantastic Lover. I'm going to go do something else. Like I mentioned, it's going to be a little bit of dead air coming up because I don't think we have a dead air broadcast. Something needs to be fixed. So I think we're going to have to turn the transmitter off and you're going to have to find something else to listen to. WMUCFM College Park. Let me sort something out and then I'll sign us out of here and we're gone. WMUC-FM, College Park, ends its broadcast day. Come back in an hour for more content.